grew up as a music fan, the truest fan. Catch him years later with a mic in his hand. He's all over the world touring, exploring, familiar with some lands he once considered foreign. Warring with some new instabilities, so many places, many new proximities, new faces that he couldn't compute. So it's time to focus on home now and take root. He worked real hard for years, he saved up, found the right house, now his mind's made up. Just a little slice of that American dream that can make you wanna vomit if there's too much cream. He's got the house now, he's got the car. Consumerism says he hasn't gone too far. He furnished the crib with only qualities peak. Is this what it takes to make our lives complete?
I am made of restless, turns me from this game. I try to fill the questions, but they're coming just the same. To this lap of glory, to this endless feast, I feel the taste of hunger, mind's still wondering. But without starting swirls of thoughts running through like forest fire, I am still and I am quiet silence. I am still and I am quiet silence. I am still and I am quiet silence.
She felt her life was mundane. Every day, same job, hopping on the train. Sitting at a desk where she couldn't care less about her work-related strife, yet she felt stressed. The emptiness, the search for a higher meaning. She lost hope and came close to not dreaming. Vapid, feeling trapped without a key. She'd come home from work and watch TV. Search the internet for stuff that she could get. Big, heavy shit that made the postman sweat. Open up the door and just let it all in. A temporary high that would soon wear thin. Her soul screaming, feeling trapped within. She's in too deep to see what's happening. A household cluttered with things that she'd seek. Is this what it takes to make our lives complete?
I am made of longing, a fierce and graceful shout. And though I try to hold it in, my arms fly wild about. These things, they try to chain me, but the key is in my hand. The fear of letting go recedes to seize a new command. That without starting swirls of thoughts running through like forest fire, I am still and I am quiet silence. I am still and I am quiet silence. I am still and I am quiet silence.
Yup, yup, yo. He's had enough, she's had enough, the bills piled up. Seems having stuff doesn't make life plush. He's thinking I need to get away, she's thinking I need to get away. By chance they both stay at a little resort, dedicated to thought, where you silence the world and let your thoughts unfurl. A vacation based on meditation. She bumped into him one day while he was pacing. She apologized, he apologized. They talked, took a walk, immersed in deep thoughts, exploring the lows within the civilized highs. Turns out that they both want simplified lives. Addition by subtraction, that's the action. They both went back to their cribs to start packing. Whatever's not essential, they delete. Simplicity, a way to make life more complete.
Without strings, I'm boundless. Without walls released, I have no more desire but for the vow of peace. Without holding tightly, without grasping reach, these hands can open wider to give out all we seek. And without starting swirls of thoughts running through like forest fire, I am still quiet silence. I am still, I am quiet silence. I am still, I am quiet silence. I am still and I am quiet silent.